46-year-old Ty Leif Peterson was sentenced in U.S. District Court on Wednesday after reaching agreement with prosecutors on a plea last March. He was also ordered to spend 25 years on supervised release, during which he cannot have any contact with any child under 18 without an adult present. Investigators say they recovered nearly 300 images and 22 videos of child pornography on Peterson's home computer and found evidence that he traded over 2,000 images and nearly 40 videos through various email accounts. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Schmidt says it was beyond someone who only kind of fell into it. Peterson's soon-to-be ex-wife, Carrie, asked the judge to impose the prohibition on contacting children. Standing before a microphone, she shook slightly throughout the reading of her prepared statement in court. She worried that she would never know for certain whether her husband's predilection for child porn had ever advanced to the sexual molestation of their two boys, their friends, or any other children that may have visited their house or attended their home daycare. She also described an alleged incident in Washington State in which a young woman confronted Peterson about his picture taking. Although not part of the original charges, Schmidt noted that Peterson took and collected non-pornographic images of Petersburg children for distribution on child pornography sharing networks. Schmidt says the images will be traded forever without the victim's knowledge or consent. Once on the internet, they're impossible to retract or destroy. Schmidt also says Peterson used his position at the school to recover images stored on computers that were distributed to students for their use during the school year. Peterson also used a peephole in a maintenance room to watch and photograph visiting student athletes who may have been using or staying overnight in an adjacent room at the school. Peterson's mother and sister spoke in support of him. Tracy Hansen says her brother has always been a quiet and reserved person, a loving and caring man, and she said the offense, quote, does not define him as a person. Ty Peterson referred to a letter that he wrote earlier to the judge and said he deeply regretted what he had done and wanted to apologize to all the people he had wronged. He said he did not fully understand the impact on other people. Judge Timothy Burgess said Peterson's conduct reflected a high level of betrayal and deceit. The 12 years handed down for each of the charges for acquiring, possessing, and distributing child pornography will all be served concurrently or at the same time. Judge Burgess also ordered that Peterson be incarcerated at a Colorado facility that provides treatment for sexual offenders. In addition, Peterson must pay restitution of $3,000 each to two unnamed victims of child pornography. The victims are not Petersburg residents, but children identified by the FBI as subjects in some of the pictures that Peterson received by email. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.